Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, quite the reaction to a town hall, TV town hall, that is, with Republican Representative Elise Stefanik, and, of course, the reaction centering around President Trump's Obamacare repeal and replace bill.
Yeah, the event in Plattsburgh on Monday evening was the first time that Elise Stefanik, the North Country congresswoman, defended her vote on supporting the American Health Care Act, which passed last week by a narrow margin in Congress. Her vote was crucial in that passage, and she said she wants to improve the quality of health care and decrease the cost of insurance. It seemed to do little to allay concerns of audience members who came armed with health care-related questions to the forum. She said the passage of the measure is only the first part of a legislative process, and she said she's worked with the Senate numerous times and that changes will be made to make sure that it doesn't negatively impact New York State. Meanwhile, another congressman from the Greater Capital Region, John Faso of Kinderhook, his vote in favor of the measure was also crucial in the passage, and he's getting criticism from another member of Congress, and that would be his neighbor, Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democrat whose 18th district borders Faso's. Maloney is criticizing Faso and trying to get him to come to an event in Kingston where he intends to confront him. Faso is not taking that one, and he says he's already participated in public events, but the two members of Congress who supported the American Health Care Act will be facing some criticism as this congressional recess continues.
And we are expecting, at least it hasn't, he hasn't canceled yet, Congressman Faso to join our Alan Schar talk for questions from listeners on our Vox Pop program this afternoon at 2. How about the legal problems that continue for Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov?
Yeah, this all stems from a fatal shooting of a DWI suspect by a Troy police officer last year and how that case was handled by the Rensselaer County DA, Joel Abelov. Our state editor, Brendan Lyons, is reporting that after that incident, Abelov may have expressed doubts that a DWI suspect was armed and dangerous, even as he rushed that case through a county grand jury and cleared the police officer right after the incident. The state attorney general's office is probing the circumstances of the shooting and Abelov's alleged interference in a state investigation of that case. In February, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order authorizing Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general, to investigate Abelov and his handling of the case. The latest court filings by the attorney general are in response to a petition by Abelov, who's trying to get the authority of Governor Andrew Cuomo thrown out, and that case continues, and it looks like a grand jury is now investigating Abelov's handling of the matter.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.